You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vedrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And I have got something a little bit different lined up for you this week. Normally, I would be telling you about an upcoming show or production or concert that you could watch, usually online from the comfort of your own home. And while that does play into this episode, it's not the main focus. Instead, as you've probably been able to tell from the episode picture, this Spotlight On is all about the What's On Stage Awards. Now, these are very exciting. It's an annual set of theatre awards, sort of like the Olivier's or, if you're on Broadway, the Tony's. But the What's On Stage Awards are the only major UK theatre awards in which the audience decide who wins, which really can lead to some very, very exciting results. And it's been announced that this year's What's On Stage Awards will be taking place on the 14th of March, so a week today as this episode gets released. Now, obviously, it's been a difficult year, to say the least, for the theatre, and there are no actual shows to nominate in particular. So what the team at the What's On Stage Awards have decided is they're going to have a big fancy ceremony with an all-star lineup of performers from the stage community. But rather than nominating shows, they've been asking you to nominate your angels, someone who has been a source of love and support and kindness to you during the pandemic. As Seaton McIntosh, the What's On Stage COO, explained, the What's On Stage Awards are and always have been centred around the audience, and this seems like the perfect way to celebrate people at home. Now, nominations closed at the end of February, and 21 angels have then been selected and will have their names announced at the award ceremony next Sunday. They'll also get a special prize of a night at the theatre once live shows return. And honestly, I just think it's such a lovely idea, and what a way to, like, pay back to the people who have helped us get through lockdown. But obviously, the whole angels thing isn't the only part of the What's On Stage Awards next week. As I said, there's also an incredible all-star lineup of some of the best from the theatre community who will be performing on the night. There's people like Cedric Neal, who will be singing Gotta Start Somewhere from Back to the Future. Ivano Turco, who is set to play the Prince in Andrew Lloyd Webber's new production of Cinderella, will be singing Only You, Lonely You from that show. Alexia Kadeem and Christine Allardyce will perform When You Believe from The Prince of Egypt. Honestly, the list goes on and on. There are songs from Hair and Moulin Rouge and Rent and West Side Story and just so many others which you don't want to miss out on. Plus, there will be guest appearances from Love Island's Amy Hart and Twitter extraordinaire and Showtime favourite Oscar Conlon Murray, as well as hosts Jodie Prenger and Tom Reed Wilson. I mean, it sounds incredible, doesn't it? So if any of that takes your fancy, you can actually watch the What's On Stage Awards for yourself, yes, from the comfort of your own home. They'll be broadcast next Sunday, the 14th of March, at 7pm via stream.theatre. Tickets cost £21 plus a £3 booking fee, which I do realise is a bit pricey for a lot of people, but realistically, that's less than you would usually spend for an actual theatre ticket, and really, what better place to put your money towards? What's On Stage are, like, the leading theatre news people, and they do consistently amazing work, so honestly deserve every single penny they can get. So do consider spending this as, like, a one-off. Plus, you're supporting the theatre industry in what's been a very difficult time, and, not to mention, getting a whole host of amazing performances out of it too. I will put a link here in the post with a list of all the performances that you'll be able to see at the ceremony, plus a link to get your tickets from stream.theatre. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. I'll be back again next Sunday, first of all with Showtime, live from 6pm over on urn1350.net, and then right here straight after that at 7pm next Sunday with another Spotlight On to let you know exactly what you should be watching from the world of virtual theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.